You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God is my shepherd. In his presence, I find goodness and generosity, even in the face of my enemies. Learn more about this truth in week 4 of our series, Perspective.
Well, hello everyone. Isang kagalakan na tayo ay magkakasama muli online sa ating worship service. Today, we are concluding our series, Perspective. Mahalaga ang ating perspective o pananaw sa buhay. Our perspective affects the meaning and value about everything in our life. Kaya po, speaking of perspective, itinuro po sa atin na mahalagang basahin ang Bible. Sa ating pagbabasa ng Bible, mas nakikilala po natin si Lord, mas naririnig po natin si Lord. Noong 2018, nagpunta kami ng aking family sa Museum of the Bible sa Washington, D.C. At doon po, naging mas malalim ang aking appreciation at pagpapahalaga sa Bible. Doon ko nakita ang pinagmulan ng Bible at kung paano ito nabuo at naging Bible ayon sa Bible na binabasa na natin ngayon. Nakita ko ang pinakamatandang pahina ng Bible na isulat po ito sa papyrus. Nakita ko rin ang pinakamatandang kopya ng Torah or yung Book of the Law. Nakita ko rin yung unang printed Bible na ang tawag po dito ay Gutenberg Bible. Nakita ko rin po yung replica ng Gutenberg Printing Press. As I went through the museum, nakita ko kung paano ipinaglaban ng mga Kristiyano ang Bible. At dahil po dito, naging mas maliwanag at malalim ang aking naging pananaw tungkol sa kasaysayan ng Bible at kung paano umabot ito sa ating panahon ngayon. Naging mas mahalaga at mas makahulugan ang bawat panahon ngayon na aking pong ginugugol sa aking pagbabasa ng Bible. So again, it was a life-changing experience. And sabi nga nila, talking about perspective, our outlook in life will determine the outcome of our action. So hopefully, as we went through this series on perspective in the past 4 weeks, ang panalangin po natin dito ay mas nakilala natin si Lord, mas na-experience natin si Lord bilang ating Good Shepherd, and so we would come out of the series, live a life of greater faith, ano man po yung mga sitwasyon na ating pong haharapin sa ating pong buhay. So ngayon pong araw, we will read the last 2 verses of Psalm 23, which is verse 5 and verse 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word today. Tayo po'y manalangin. Ama naming nasa langit, salamat po sa inyong mga salita na aming pong pag-aaralan sa araw na ito. Dalangin ko, Lord, na mangusap po kayo at inyo po kaming patuloy na baguhin ayon sa inyong mga salita. Lord, may we come out of this service with so much faith in you, because you are our great shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. Yung pong last 2 verses nating binasa, si David po dito no longer speak about the Lord. David is now speaking to the Lord. It's now so personal. There's now a very personal conversation with the Lord. And so there was this transition na nagbago na yung pong first 4 verses ng Psalm 23, there was this figure of a flock. But here in verse 5 and 6, si Lord po is now described as a host who entertains his guest at the table. In the first part of verse 5, it said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." In the New Living Translation, ito po ang pagkasabi, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. In the Good News Translation, you prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. So yung table po na sinasabi po ni David dito ay synonymous sa word na feast and banquet. So si Lord, hindi lang po siya naghahanda lamang ng isang merienda. The Lord is giving us a treat. The Lord is inviting David. The Lord is inviting His people, tayo, to a feast. Alam niyo po, I observe here clearly that ito po ay picture ng favor ni Lord. Na yung favor ni Lord, nais po niya na patuloy po natin maranasan sa Kanya. So I would like to speak to us about the favor of the Lord here in these two verses. And I will share to us several insights on these two verses. Now, I like what it said in the Message Bible. It said, "You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies." Sabi ni Message Bible, si Lord naghahanda ng six-course dinner. Yung pong usual dinner po na inihahanda po nila sa mga guests nila ay three courses lamang. Meron pong salad, and then meron pong main dish, and then may dessert. Pero po dito, six-course dinner. Ano po yung anim na course dinner na yun? May appetizer, may soup, may palate cleanser, may main dish, may salad, and then may dessert. So, six-course. So, si Lord, talaga namang espesyal kung siya ay maghanda. Guess what? Ganyan po siya maghanda para sa kanyang mga anak. God treats His people special. Yes, tayo dito ngayon sa worship service at lahat po ng mga anak ng Diyos, God is treating His people special. Special tayo kay Lord. Kaya po yung inihahanda ni Lord dito na feast, it's a lavish dinner. Kaya sabi nila, labis-labis, sobra-sobra kung maghanda si Lord. Imagine nyo po yung buffet, yung eat all you can. Ganyan po kung maghanda si Lord. Busog ka na, enjoy ka pa. So the first insight I would like to share to us in this message is this: the Lord's favor truly satisfies us. Yan po ang favor ng Panginoon sa buhay po natin. May mga tao po ngayon, naghahanap po sila ng temporary satisfaction. Meron po silang mindset, if only I have this mindset. For example, if only, sabihin nila, if only I will have this much money, then I will be satisfied. If only I will reach the highest level in Mobile Legend, then I will be satisfied. If only I will have the latest gadget, I will be satisfied. If only I will have this car, I will be satisfied. If only I will get the position in my company na minimithi ko sa buhay, then I will be satisfied. Sa mga single, if only, di ba, I will have this special someone, then I will be satisfied. Praise God for all His blessings that make us happy. But I hope and pray today that we do not get stuck on these things just to be satisfied, that we miss out on what truly satisfies. Because of this, if only I have mentality, people are looking at the wrong places for their satisfaction. In fact, Ecclesiastes 6:7 says, "All the toil of man is for his mouth, yet his appetite is not satisfied." So there's always that longing for more and more and more. I want more, I want more, I want more. You know, Blaise Pascal said, there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man, which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator made known through Jesus Christ. In other words, only the Lord can fill the void and the emptiness in our hearts. Only the Lord can fill what is missing and lacking in our lives. So again, the favor of the Lord truly satisfies us. So the question is, how does the Lord satisfy His people? When you go back to verse 5 of Psalm 23, it said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, paano po i-satisfy the Lord yung mga anak niya? He satisfies us with victory over our enemy. Ganyan po si Lord. The Lord's favor, we have the victory over our enemy with the favor of the Lord. Ang ating pong enemy ay hindi po yung mga tao na kasama natin sa bahay ngayon, pandemic. Ang ating pong enemy ay yung diablo, the devil. And the enemy cannot hinder the favor of the Lord in our lives. Another one, how the Lord would satisfy us. Psalm 90 verse 4, the prayer of Moses. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love that we may rejoice and be glad all the days of our lives, or all our days. The Lord satisfies us with His love. Yung love po ni Lord is steadfast. Hindi po kumukupas. Hindi po nagmamaliw. It's constant. It's always great every day. Psalm 91:16. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Ganyan po si Lord magbigay ng satisfaction. Long life. Di ba gusto natin ng long life? Long and full life. God can give that to us. Psalm 107 verse 9. For He satisfies the longing soul and the hungry souls He fills with good things. So what that means is the favor of the Lord satisfies us for our good. Sa ating pong kapakanan, kabutihan, yan po ang hangarin ng Panginoon. Not only that, I also believe that the favor of the Lord, He satisfies us for His glory. Which John Piper clearly said, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. So, with the Lord's favor, we are truly satisfied. In the second part of verse 5, Psalm 23, you anoint my head with oil. Yung pong mga host sa panahon po ni David, sila po ay nagpapahid ng oil sa kanila pong mga panauhin bago nila paupuin sa banquet table. Yung anointing oil po, ang ibig sabihin po noon is really, it conveys celebration, it conveys festivity. So yung oil po na ipinapahid ay isang ointment, aromatic ointment po ito. And pag pinapahid po yan, o pinupour ng host sa kanyang guest, yung ointment na yan, o oil, ang gesture po na pinapakita po ng host is hospitality. The host is extending hospitality and respect to the guest. Sabi nga po dito sa Psalm 23 verse 5 in the New Living Translation, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. So it's an act of honoring the guest. And I believe we are familiar with honor because dito po sa Pilipinas, yung honor po ay, di ba, pagmano. Sa Japan, they bow. Sa Middle East, they kiss the left and the right cheek. And so, yung pong guest na na-anoint ng oil, meron din pong effect sa kanya. It brings delight sa kanya. Kasi po yung oil, mabango din. Pag naamoy po yung oil, it brings just delight. And sabi nga po dito sa New English Translation, "You refresh my head with oil. The oil brings refreshing." Kagaya po ngayon, mainit ang panahon, pag uminom tayo ng malamig na tubig, it's refreshing. So the next insight here is the Lord's favor honors us and refreshes us. Alam nyo, yung kasalanan, nagbibigay yan ng dishonor. Nagbibigay yan ng disgrace and shame. Every time a person sins, there's disgrace, there is dishonor and shame. But si Lord, God wants to lift up our head, not to put us to shame, not to dishonor us. Kaya po, with the favor of the Lord, He extends His forgiveness, and when we receive forgiveness from the Lord, God would bring refreshing in our soul. Kaya po ngayon, as you are watching this message and you know in your heart that you have sinned against God, I believe God is extending His favor to you and He wants to forgive you right now. Just come to Him and be humble before Him and say, "Lord, patawarin mo ako." And let the Lord forgive you and let the Lord bring refreshing on you right now. Kaya po, sa Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3, makikita po natin doon that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me, di po ba? In verse 3, sinabi po doon sa verse that the Lord bestows on us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. So it's the Spirit of the Lord that brings the oil of joy sa ating pong buhay. And it refreshes us, it restores us, it rejuvenates us. Kaya po yung joy of the Lord na sinasabi natin, di ba? It brings strength. In this pandemic, ang dami pong mga tao ngayon na nag-worry, may fear, may anxiety. And because of that, nakakapanghina. Some people even go to the extreme of depression and then isolation. And I pray that even in this pandemic, we would all the more allow the Holy Spirit, the oil that He brings upon us, the oil of joy, para tayo po ay patuloy na ma-refresh, ma-strengthen, para tayo po ay patuloy na mag-honor kay Lord at mag-disciple. Because we are victory. In the last part of verse 5, it said, "My cup overflows." The New Living Translation say, "My cup overflows with blessings." So the overflowing cup ay isang powerful symbol yan nung panahon po ni David. Kasi po, yung host, by putting a drink on the cup, is a message po na sinesend niya doon sa kanyang panauhin. So kung yung host po na-enjoy niya yung company ng kanyang panauhin, patuloy po niyang nilalagyan ng inumin yung cup ng guest. And so, by this, we can say that the cup of blessing is a blessing of fellowship. Dahil the cup is a symbol of blessing the guest with just a company, just speak with me, fellowship with me. Yung po yung sinasabi po dito. You know, there's another verse that David said in Psalm 16, verse 5. Sabi niya, "Lord, You alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine." Para po kay David, yung blessing, the cup of blessing sa kanya is a person, the Lord Himself. In other words, David is implying here that because the Lord is the cup of His blessing, then He has this personal relationship and fellowship with the Lord. And so I hope and pray na ganun din po tayo, no? Na si Lord po yung ating cup of blessing, not just the material blessing that we have, but the Lord is our cup of blessing, and that cup of blessing that we have with Him is that growing relationship. So let's continue to grow in our fellowship and relationship with God. Dahil po si Lord ang ating cup of blessing, we have every spiritual blessing in Him. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Ang sarap, di ba? Kay Lord, we have every spiritual blessing. Pag binasa po natin yung succeeding verses po niyan, makikita natin yung mga susunod pang mga spiritual blessing, kagaya po dun sa verse 4, yung sabi po dun that pinili po tayo to be holy and blameless before Him. That's a spiritual blessing. In verse 7, the spiritual blessing of redemption and forgiveness. In verse 9, the spiritual blessing of knowing the mystery of His will. In verse 11, the spiritual blessing of having eternal inheritance. In verse 13, the spiritual blessing of being sealed with the Spirit of God. And there's so much more. Why? Because the Lord is the cup of our blessing. We have every spiritual blessing. So my next insight here is, the Lord's favor enables us to know Him personally. He is our cup of blessing. In verse 6, in the first part of verse 6, David said to God, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Surely. You know what surely means? Surely is the firm belief that what is said is true. Kung ano ito po ay matinding paniniwala na anong sinabi ni Lord, totoo. It's beyond any shadow of doubt. It's unquestionably, undeniably, without fail. Yan po yung bisbe ng surely. Sigurado na yung goodness ng Lord at yung kanyang mercy will follow us. Talking about goodness, ano yung pong ibig sabihin ng goodness? A sustained disposition of goodwill towards others. Ibig sabihin po nun, si Lord always ready and free to do good to His people. You know why? God is a good God. And mercy, in other translation, it is rendered as the word steadfast love. In the New Living Translation, it is rendered as God's unfailing love. But the New Living Translation uses the word pursue instead of the word follow. So, in the New Living Translation, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. Alam niyo po yung verb na yan, na word na pursue na yan, negative madalas ang pagkagamit niyan. It describes the hostile action of enemy. Pero dito po, ginamit out of its normal context na ang word picture po nito is that the favor of God is chasing down the one He loves. Ganun po yung goodness and mercy ni Lord. Tayo po ay sinusundan ng kabutihan at habag ng Panginoong Diyos. Alam nyo, ayaw po natin ng stalker, di po ba? Kung mayroon man magandang stalker, yung goodness, yung mercy ni Lord sa buhay po natin. And in this pandemic, there can be so many uncertainties. But what is certain and sure is that the goodness And the mercy of God will pursue us every single day in our life. So let's declare by faith every single day with our families. Sabihin po natin, the goodness and the mercy of God will surely pursue us every day. Alam niyo po, as we declare that by faith, I believe it will be like a bright light that dispels the darkness in our life. So the next insight here is, the Lord's favor pursues us with goodness and mercy. In other words, we are completely covered by the Lord. Si Lord is going ahead of us, leading us and guiding us. At the same time, His goodness and mercy is at our back, following us. We are completely covered. Kaya po, if you are here and watching this video, this message right now, you think you are far away from God, I would like to let you know that you are never far from God. His goodness and His mercy is always following you. Just turn to God. And as you turn to God, ang sasalubong sa'yo, ang kabutihan ng Lord. Ang habang ni Lord. So, as David ended Psalm 23, in the last part of verse 6, David made a response to God. So what was the response of David to the favor of the Lord in his life? And at the same time, what should be our response to the favor of the Lord in our life? It says in the last part of verse 6, "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David said, "I shall dwell. I shall remain." Just like what New English Translation said, "I will live in the Lord's house for the rest of my life." David's response was a choice to live in the presence of God. Because the house of the Lord is a place of worship. It's symbolic of the presence of God. And I hope, ganyan din po yung response natin. That Lord, we decide, we choose to dwell in your presence. And guess what? David repeated this statement in Psalm 27 verse 4. He said this, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." Para kay David, yung isang bagay sa buhay niya ay si Lord. To have that intimacy with the Lord. Ganyan din po ba yung gusto po natin sa buhay po natin? What is our one thing? What is your one thing? I hope we have the same one thing with David. Intimacy with the Lord. As I close this message today, I am reminded of a story, short story in kids' church. And yung pong teacher, sinabihan po niya yung isang kid to recite Psalm 23. So sabi naman ng girl, very confidently, tumayo yung girl. Sabi niya, "Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, He is all I want." That's funny because that's not the accurate translation of the verse. But it is certainly the accurate posture that we need to have. If the Lord is all we want, then the Lord becomes our one thing. As I close, let me leave you with this statement. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, is disposed to show us His favor, and we respond to Him in worship. Let's just pray right now. Ama naming Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat that Your favor is upon us. Lord, nais niyo po kaming isatisfy with Your favor. That Lord, dahil po sa inyong biyaya, sa inyong favor, we are honored, we are refreshed. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can come to know You personally because of Your favor. Thank You for Your favor, Lord. Lord, today, we silence the lie of the enemy na wala kaming favor, Lord. Lord, thank You that You are assuring Your people right now in this message that we have the favor of the Lord. We received Your favor every single day, the favor of Your goodness and mercy that follow us, pursue us every day. Lord, thank You. Thank You also for Your oil, the oil of joy by the Holy Spirit. Lord, let Your oil of joy flow right now that would refresh Your people right now. In Jesus' name, we receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Lord. Now, I would like to invite you, as you are watching this message and you know in your heart na si Jesus po, wala pa po sa inyong buhay, the Lord Jesus is inviting you to have a permanent place at His table in His kingdom. Ang kailangan lang gawin is to come to Him. Surrender to Him. Receive Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Can we pray that right now? If you want to receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, let's just pray right now. Sabihin po natin to in our prayer. Jesus, thank You so much for inviting me to be at Your table in Your kingdom permanently forever. Thank You for forgiving all of my sins. And so I open my heart to You, Jesus. I welcome You in my heart, in my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior from this day onwards. In Jesus' name, Amen. Kung yan po ang panalangin po ng ating puso, please connect with us through the number that is flashed on the screen or dun po sa ating Victory Metro East Facebook page so that we can help you with your decision as you receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. So to all of us, as we come to an end in this service, I would like to speak a blessing. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord show His favor and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday.